The White House Report.
The NAACP has acted against Facebook to get them to change their practices in relation to people of color, particularly Black America, who over-index in their use of the social media platform. Derek Johnson, head of the NAACP, says Facebook was used as a tool by Russia to sow hatred in and about the Black community in the presidential election. Johnson contends the rights organization has worked with the social media company, and they have done very little to fix this, among other issues.
Secondly, we have long raised questions around Facebook's lack of diversity from their board to their C-suite to their employee mix. NAACP, we strongly advocate for companies to be good corporate citizens with the African American community, particularly when we over-index in usage of the product that they offer. And then thirdly, and for me it is most concerning, is the fact that they hired an outside third-party conservative group who then began to do research and target partner organizations in a very negative way. In this case, it was Color of Change and a few others. That is something that's not acceptable. Under any circumstance, African American community, we had to deal with COINTELPRO. We've known of other situations where companies have targeted our community in negative ways, and we must speak out against that. And as a result of all of those things, NAACP, we have decided not to accept any contributions from Facebook. In fact, we turned any contribution that we have received, and we're going to log out of Facebook for the rest of this week as a sign of protest, and we're asking individuals to log out on December 18th.
Johnson contends Facebook will be issuing a civil rights audit that is thought to be a step in the right direction. The rights organization hopes that the social media platform implements things that would change the atmosphere. Also this week, the NAACP is going after the fashion company Prada for figures they are selling that are reminiscent of the racist blackface characters of the 1920s. Johnson says,
"You know, corporate behavior reflects the decision makers sitting around the table. For me, it's obvious there was no one in that line of decision who had historical knowledge or sensitivity as it relates to the African American community. Images are important. We created the Image Awards. It'll be 50 years next year because the power of images impact people's everyday reality. And the usage of Facebook became a popular, demeaning caricature of African Americans. And it creates this space where we can be seen as less than human and denied rights because only humans should be provided with rights. And for a company like Prada, which I am sure African Americans once again over-index in terms of consumers of their product, not having a level of sensitivity to recognize the wrongness of using what appears for all intents and purposes to be a blackface character reminiscent of 1920 blackface characters. It is highly offensive."
At the end of the day, for the NAACP, it's all about making these companies, Facebook and Prada, take notice of a boycott that hits their bottom line, their money.
"For Prada, I hope African Americans understand the impact of their dollars and develop dollar discipline and only patronize companies that reflect a level of respect for our community. I am sure Facebook are going to send out several other apologies, but an apology at this juncture isn't enough. There needs to be a review of their decision-maker makeup. Are there any African Americans within the product corporate structure in the C-suite? Are there any African Americans on the board? Are there any African Americans who are in significant places so that decisions like this wouldn't happen again? And then more importantly, are there any African-American ad agencies and others who are helping them design and display their product over time? So I would not be surprised if over this holiday season, African-Americans decide not to patronize Prada as a result of their lack of sensitivity.
The NAACP contends you should not underestimate the buying power of Black America.
It is. I don't have the actual number, but it ranks perhaps in the top 10 when you rank our buying power and you place it against nations around the globe. At one point, our buying power was in line with the buying power of Canada. And so it's tremendous. And we are largely consumers. And so having corporations like Facebook or Prada to completely disrespect, ignore, or suppress our existence is something we should consider when we are weighing our options. And as African Americans, we must develop stronger dollar discipline and only be consumers of companies and of products who respect our existence.
April Ryan, AURN News.